What's up, everybody? Welcome to Lost in America. It's Turner with you today. Kaplan, I'm going to get to this in just a second. Kaplan, well, as you can tell by the title, Kaplan has coronavirus. So we are taking the week off from Lost in America. We recorded this earlier today when Kaplan was feeling good. He was awake. I will say that he is feeling good. And the symptoms are light right now, so everything's fine, or as fine as it can be. But anyway, we recorded this earlier today for our show Live from the Bunker, which we put out 3 days a week on Patreon. And you could go to patreon.com/lostinamerica to subscribe to that. $5 a month, gets you 3 extra episodes a week of just Kaplan and I talking about life in quarantine, life in the bunker, as the show is called. So we recorded this earlier today for that, and we were planning on doing a Lost in America episode with our friend Naveed Mahboob in Bangladesh, who's been on the podcast before. We decided later this evening to push that back a week or possibly or about a week and see what happens, and maybe push that back further. We'll see. But we're going to be back as soon as Kaplan's healthy. And for now, we're going to put this out. This will be the show for this week. Kaplan, as his normal self, talking all about what it is, what life is like for him, now being one of the people in our great country who's come down with COVID. So, and we will also be doing updates. So when he's feeling good, he's going to give me a call. He's going to say, turn on the mics. And then we're going to record a podcast to update people throughout the week. Those will all be coming out on Live from the Bunker, which is our show. You can get patreon.com/lostinamerica. So sign up for that. And the rest of the episodes will be coming out over there. We'll be back on Lost in America as soon as we can. Thank you all very much. Now let's get to the show. Everybody, welcome to Live from the Bunker. My name's Turner Sparks. With me, Sir Michael Ira Kaplan. I'm in my bunker. Kaplan is deep inside of his bunker, deep. Kaplan, I'll let you start it off. It's in the description of this episode, so people probably already know, but tell us what's going on.
Yep, what's going on? It's true. The fake news media is was right about this one. I have got the COVID. Kaplan's got the COVID. I am positive, which is, I got COVID-19. Here we go. We needed a new change in direction of the show. We needed to really pump some life into the deep bunker episodes. We're 100 and how many episodes in? 120 some.
124 this is.
Yeah. The producers are saying enough already. We've heard enough about your school teaching. We need to move forward. We need something fresh.
They pitched us the idea of Corona Cap.
They pitched it with, you know, Corona Turner, but then it works better, Corona Cap. They focus grouped it.
There's no alliteration on Corona Turner.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
they said, we've proven, it's a proven commodity that Kaplan does the nearly dying thing well.
He did.
The heart attack was a huge ratings hit.
Big. I was going to say our rating, it's a ratings, it's sweeps week over here.
Yeah. So let's try it again. Let's bring back the magic. And let's give him some coronavirus. So, yeah, my brother, Jeff Kaplan, he wanted to know if this was a ratings ploy. he wanted to see proof that I have a – I don't actually have a physical test. I don't have a – because he's the guy – I'll get to the whole story, but they gave me a – they said, you want a note for work? And I was like, I don't really have a job. I mean, I could have done it for the – I should have said, give me a note for the podcast.
You need a note for Pancake's physical therapy place. They're the hard asses.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to have to get a note for them. I have an appointment.
So, Cap, let me ask questions here. So, it is true. This is not a bit. This is not a lie. I mean, it is a bit. It's a bit in the sense that we're trying to turn this into material for the show, but it's a bit based off reality.
Yeah, I mean, we did a bit on yesterday's program. We talked about me getting the vaccine, you getting the vaccine. That's a bit.
Well, that's my first question.
Based off reality.
That's where I want to start.
Yes.
So this is where my interview skills come out, because I have a lot of questions. I've written them all down. You are now the guest. I am the host of this show.
All right.
For today's episode. So, Kaplan, first of all, do you think that we jinxed it? Do you think we upset the gods yesterday when we talked about – we were willy-nilly about – you know, we were – what's the term? We were – We weren't taking it so seriously, this the idea of, oh, when do we get the vaccine? Big deal. I was even complaining that someone like you would get it so far ahead of me because, I just didn't think any of us were getting COVID. So now here we are, less than 24 hours later.
That's a great question, and thank you again for having me on your program.
Always a pleasure.
An honor. It's an honor. It's great to be back. I thought about this, and I a two-part question. We didn't jinx it yesterday because I already didn't feel well. I already had the corona. The jinxing occurred. There was jinxing, and it was done by me. It was when I decided to send off those pictures of my Thanksgiving being all smug because I didn't go anywhere for Thanksgiving. Proud of myself for finally being the smuggest one in the room, for being the one who stayed home, didn't do anything.
You were the only one who stayed home, by the way.
Yeah, I stayed home. I celebrated, and because I probably, if you backdate it, when did I get COVID? I probably got it either Thanksgiving or that week. I ran one errand that weekend after Thanksgiving. It probably is when I picked it up.
All right. Well, that's likely. So here's, as we know from you having a heart attack, we've learned that, and I'm no exception to this rule. The rule is that everybody wants to ask you, Kaplan, the person who had the heart attack, the person who has COVID, a million questions, because what are they most concerned about? Themselves.
Exactly.
Right? We want to know if, like, we're praying to God that you were at, you and Dom were at some all-night rager the other night, and you were acting incredibly irresponsibly, and that's why you got it. So therefore, we won't get it because we don't act like you acted. Is that the case?
Yeah, no, that's, you know, I spoke to my doctor today, even my doctor. It was not my doctor. She was filling in for my doctor, but I'm not going to dox her and say her name. But she, because I was concerned about, I have a heart condition. I wanted to know about my medication. I wanted to know she seemed more concerned with how I got it for her own.
She said, what did you do?
Yeah, basically.
Blame
the victim. She said, did you have people over? I said, no. She said, did you go to someone's house? I said, no. Did you eat in a restaurant? I said, no. And then I started saying the only things I have done. And she said, no, those aren't really ways you get it, though.
So let's go through those. So let's go slowly, Kev, and I'll ask the questions here. It's my show. Did you, because I know you guys do have, your nanny comes over sometimes, or like a handyman comes over.
No.
None of that. You've never had any of that.
Well, we don't have a nanny. No, that's a. Yes,
the nanny's gone. You did have a nanny.
Yeah, we haven't had a nanny since COVID.
Oh, okay.
We nixed her.
Okay. She hit the Well, good for her.
She's not getting a paycheck. It's not that great for her, but and so no nanny, no cleaning person, no. There was that day. I should figure out what date this was actually when I showed up at the house and there was a bunch of handymen just came into our home because there was a leak in the apartment below to fix the. Yeah, that actually. About
when
four
was
or
that?
Five dudes. I have to ask Randy what date. I just remember. It's like a repressed memory. I forgot about
that.
Look at
this. See, this is why they call me the best in the business at these interviews.
Yeah, I forgot about that. At some point in the past 2 weeks, they did come over because our washing machine was leaking on the people below, apparently.
Okay.
And so about four dudes came in. I believe they were wearing masks.
Who was here? Who let them in? The kids or somebody? Or was
Randy
home?
Let it. I was out with Pancakes walking the dog. And when I came back, there was these four, and they were wearing different uniforms than the normal handyman in the building. So Randy was all sketched out, but she let him in anyway.
Sure.
And, you know, so maybe they just were in the We Have COVID uniforms.
Were they wearing masks, but were they touching everything in your house? I don't like people coming in and touching. We've had that happen once or twice at our place.
I'm assuming they're wearing masks, but I'm going to have to ask Randy to corroborate.
I mean, I would assume they probably were wearing masks.
But, yeah, they were just around the laundry machine pulling the things out. And, me, I'm doing laundry all the time, so I was over there probably.
They call you Mr. Laundry.
Yeah, Mr. Laundry. I don't think we had anybody else in the house, but the thing is, I am in the elevator constantly. I'm walking Pancakes, Kaplan, three or four times a day.
Well, let's go through that. Wait, I want to draw this out a little bit.
Yeah, draw it out.
Because we're going to go full. This is the full episode today. We're not doing anything else. So we got time.
All right.
All right. So maybe, and I'm writing this down, maybe it was the guys who came over, handyman.
The washing machine guys.
Washing machine. All right, cool. Next question. I know your kids haven't even been in school the last 2 weeks, right?
They have not been.
Because people have been asking me this. So I'm just reporting questions from the fans. Have they been going, to gymnastics and all that kind of stuff, the woke gymnastics and everything?
No, they don't do gymnastics. They do tennis, but they didn't do, there was no tennis for Thanksgiving that weekend. It was canceled. So they hadn't had tennis for, it would have been like
10 days, something like that.
2 weeks. And they do soccer, which is outside. And the kids didn't even want to go last week because it was like a miserable day out. So they didn't even do that. So no.
This is amazing. I mean, this is the least likely time for you to get it. Oh, go ahead.
But they did do, they did go to Hebrew school. One day of Hebrew school.
When was that?
And that would have been last Tuesday. So, and there's only about three other kids in the Hebrew school, but there are teachers.
Hebrew school on Tuesday. And then when did you first get symptoms?
I first got symptoms Saturday night.
So that would be 5 days.
That would be, yeah. Yeah. Hebrew school. Yeah. But
okay. So our currently we're looking at Hebrew school as a possibility. Handyman washing machine guy is a possibility. All right. School. I'm Murder, She Wroting this here, Cap.
Okay. We're Murder, She Wroting this.
All right. Next up. Have they been tested? Have the kids been tested? People want to know.
Randy got tested immediately. Like the second I found out, she's negative.
She's negative. That's great.
The kids haven't been tested because basically they will, but there's really no point. They don't have any symptoms yet. They can't go to school now for 2 weeks. So they really don't need to be tested until later on because they could still have theoretically got it from me yesterday. You know, like I was around them yesterday before I got my test.
Well,
So they need more day. They need more days out, I think, before they're in the clear to get.
But most kids are asymptomatic. Is that correct?
That's what they say. So yeah, it's quite possible they gave it to me and I don't even know it. Yeah. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be, I mean, honestly, well, let's go. So then what did you do outside of your house in the last 10 days, but the 10 days leading up to Saturday when you,
So yeah, we go backwards. The 10 days would be about Wednesday
right before Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so Thanksgiving, I went to Whole Foods and I got a great deal. She gave me a bigger bird than normal.
Yes, you made famous on the pod.
I didn't know that she was giving me a little COVID.
She thought you were
homeless. This is the COVID bird.
Did she pull down her mask when she was whispering that into your ear? Because remember, she thought you were maybe homeless. And so she said, hey, you ordered the small, but I can give you the big. And she didn't want your son to hear.
No, she didn't pull down her mask. And that was like in a little like pickup spot. But then I made the mistake of going into the big store.
Yes.
Because I got excited. It's like a real grocery store, Whole Foods. So I was there longer than I should have been. So I was there. On Thursday, Thanksgiving.
But people have masks on in those type of environments, right?
They do, but masks are not 100%. Masks are just like, they're like 80%. I don't know what percentage they are, but if you have enough people, you can still catch it if everyone's wearing a mask. I don't know.
But I had thought that, what they've been telling us, and this is what frightens me and I think most of the listeners, because remember, all we think about is ourselves.
Yeah.
What frightens us is, that what they've been telling us is, well, the amount of time you're in the vicinity of one of these people matters too, right? So if I'm walking by somebody in the cereal aisle and they have COVID, I'm probably not going to get it because you're kind of just jetting by. It's like you have to be next to somebody for hours. Like that's why they say dinners are the worst because you're across the table from somebody for 3 hours. And they're really, so if you're just walking by somebody for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, is this what your doctor said also? Because you said the doctor said...
Yeah, she basically was like, you shouldn't be getting it there. And it's like, well...
And not only that, that would be a 9 or 10 days out, right?
Right.
Which is possible to be within the period.
Yeah.
But very long. Okay, so I'm going to cancel that one.
Yeah. So then on Saturday, I remembered. So 2 days later, I ran an errand for Randy into the city. And I did ride the subway. So that's the other one.
Okay.
So I rode the subway Saturday, a week out, where everyone was wearing masks in my cars. But, the thing is that, and I try to do the whole, it's only the third or fourth time I've ridden the subway the whole time. I try to do the thing where I'm really distancing, but you can't 100%. It's not, even though there's not a lot of people in the subway, you try to keep your back to people. You try this.
So are there, because I haven't ridden a subway since March or whatever. Are there people on the subway? I was under the idea that the subways were pretty empty. A lot of people say that.
They're very empty. There are people on them, though. And everybody, the mask rate is – I have seen some people not wearing masks, but I've never – I just go the other way. I get out of the car or whatever.
Yeah. So there's possibility of being –
I think there was. I was in one car. I mean, there might have been someone not wearing a mask, and then I changed the thing. So, yeah. There you go.
So, and how long, but how long is you in for? I mean, you live right
again,
across
it's very
Manhattan.
Short. It was like 20 minutes. Well, what changing? Yeah. It's 4 minutes on one train changing to another. And then, yeah, I've read, just read an article the other day about how the subway is not seen as a big threat currently.
Cause you're not in someone's face for long enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Because partly because of that. And partly I think cause they're not that crowded. Exactly. So, I mean, it's possible, but it's not likely, but it is possible that I
we'll
got
keep
there.
That on, I'm circling that as a maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the subway one weekend.
I went into the phone store. That same day I was in a Verizon store for approximately 15 minutes. So
15 minutes in a Verizon store, 7 weeks before symptoms,
7 days,
days before symptoms. I don't know. This isn't okay. So then going forward, what'd you do?
And that's it. So then going forward, it's only riding the elevator in the building, being in the building, like going, taking the kids out to the sports fields, hanging out on the soccer field with them.
Are you shaking hands with anybody when you're out in the soccer field?
I haven't shaked anybody's hand.
You're not doing that. Okay.
Not shaking hands.
I'm going to circle. All right. I got to tell you what it's sounding like. I don't like to say this, but it's sounding like your kids are asymptomatic, right?
Well, yeah. Hebrew schools. We told the Hebrew school. The thing is that, you know, if they would, you know, like they would have to have somebody else. I don't know. It's like, did anybody else test positive? And that's an easy location to be like, oh, did anybody else have COVID? And so
but then they're not,
they're also asymptomatic, obviously.
Kids are like, I've said this since the beginning. Kids are, you know how they say baby rattlesnakes?
Yeah.
They're the most venomous because they don't know. No, they don't know their own venom strength. So they're the most dangerous. It's the same with kids during COVID because they don't know. We don't know. Half the kids in America could have COVID right now, but they don't have symptoms. So no one's testing.
Yeah.
Them, so
I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't know. My understanding of it is, though, is that kids don't really spread it. So they can get it, but they don't spread it so well.
Oh, that could be true. I don't know. I haven't read anything.
That's what I've read. So it's not. That's the whole thing with the schools, where why it doesn't super spread there, because they're little nostrils. They don't.
Yes, now, as we've covered.
Yeah. Now it's quite possible that yes, like a teacher there could have given it to the kid to one of the kids, and they couldn't give it to me.
But then Randy doesn't have it.
Randy doesn't have it. Yeah, which is it's very strange, and it's like it's not news, but it's like super contagious, and yet yeah, Randy doesn't have it. So I don't know. So
all right.
Yeah.
So what? So your incubation period. We don't even know how long it was because we don't know. We can't pinpoint a place where you might have gotten it. What about contact tracing? Has the government has Cuomo called you?
No one's
contact tracing.
No one's called me. And the other thing is, Friday night I went to.
Here we go.
this is what I was going to ask you because I think it's too soon. Less than 24 hours, right?
Where'd you go?
I went to the CrossFit. Now there was
Gavin.
Well, there were six other people there total in a giant warehouse space, and they have the door open, and I'm wearing a mask, and everyone's wearing a mask, and there's tape, and everyone stays more than 6 feet apart.
But are you like at some point touching your face when you're running or you're lifting things or sweating? You know, I don't know. Does spread through sweat? I have no idea.
I mean, the only thing. Yeah, who knows? I mean, I kept my mat. I don't know. Yeah, you touch something. I mean, they dose everything down after the workouts with like this anti.
That also sounds like the place you might have been in the longest.
That would have been an hour. It's an hour. So I sent them the information to contact tracing to tell them they got to contact everyone else who was in the class with me. So we'll find out. I'll find out more information, I guess, that way. But. I just don't think so because I woke up. I mean, it was less than 24 hours. It would have been like 12 to, it was like Friday night and the next afternoon or so is when I started feeling a little.
I think that can happen. I mean, like I know average is 5 days, but I've known.
I thought it started. I thought it was the average was
Is it two to five or something?
2 to 5 or 5 to 14 or yeah.
People I know who've gotten it had symptoms almost immediately. I mean, the few people I know. But hey, let's get to that. How do you feel? You sound okay.
Yeah. I feel good. I feel okay. I don't know. I'm sweating a lot, but I don't have a fever. So it's weird. Oh, I just sort of turned on Siri. But I've had like achy. I was like achy, basically, was a symptom. I was a little dry mouth. I was sweating. So I went for, you know, and I realized, and it was like really cold out yesterday. So I didn't really feel like going outside for the tests. I was like thinking I'd wait, you know, one more day. And then I remembered something. I was like, the kids start school today. We're supposed to start school today. There's never been a louder proponent. Like I was the voice of the break, open the school movement, right?
Open the schools. Yeah.
So say the kids went to school today and then I go get tested and I come back positive. Not only would my kids have to stay home for 2 weeks, their entire grades would both be shut down for 2 weeks.
Typhoid and Kaplan.
And the press would have a field day. I mean, they would come at me hard.
Well, I mean, it would have canceled our run for city council.
It would have ruined everything. So I wisely, sucked it up, went outside, and it was actually, you know, I was a little bit, should I talk about the testing process?
Please do.
So I was, when I got there, I was in good spirits because you know what I didn't have to do? No lines. Zero line. You know,
because no one's getting tested after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I walked right in. I was almost like thinking they must not have tested this place because there was literally, I walked right in. And there was like two people in the waiting room and they said, oh yeah, just have a seat. I sat across from the people and I was called within 5 minutes of sitting down.
Now, okay. Now let me ask you this, because the whole time I was in there, you know, I've been tested twice. The first time I got tested, it was also a walk right in situation, but the people who came in behind me were all seemed very sick, right? This is a month and a half ago. They seemed very sick. And all I was thinking in my head is, well, I came to get tested for COVID. I've never been in the vicinity of someone with COVID until right now.
Right. Isn't it ironic?
That when I come to get tested, I'm now exposed to people with COVID. So were there other people in there with you? And like thinking back, how was everybody protecting themselves from
you? They're all wearing masks. And I don't know how they were protecting themselves. I don't think I came across as like dying sick, but I was sick yesterday. I don't know. I don't know these other people.
And you were unsure of it, right? At the time, you weren't sure you had it. You were unsure.
No, I mean, I was doing the math in your head, the like stages of I was like, well, maybe I'm like 33%. I have it. I'm like, I might just have the flu. I might have a cold. I might, you know, you're like allergies. You know, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think at the CrossFit, I actually threw my back out to make matters worse. So that I was like, oh, the aches could be, you know, you kind of like you react to that, your nervous system. So I was trying to do. Because I wasn't like, I didn't have the throat. Everyone asked me, did you lose your sense of taste? Did you lose your sense of smell?
That's all anybody knows about it. Did you lose your smell, taste?
Yeah. I notoriously have no sense of smell, but I haven't lost my sense of taste. I didn't have like a dry cough. So I wasn't like, I didn't have a fever, as I said. So I wasn't really sure.
No fever, still no fever.
No, and I've been sweating like crazy. But for some reason on these, so that's actually what I want to get to. I get into the place and you've been there and they whip out that same thermometer, the gun thermometer. Right?
Yeah.
I thought that this was like an unscientific thing that stupid like restaurants have and stores and places. But why is the actual doctor's office? Because they don't want to, they don't have like a real one at the doctor's office.
I mean, no. I think the thermometer works. I think the concept of a thermometer detecting if you have COVID or not is an unscientific notion. That doesn't work as a step,
right.
But I can see if they're literally just checking your temperature. Yes, I do think the gun works to check temperatures.
Okay. All right. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Clear that up, Dr. Sparks.
Yeah.
So I went in and they immediately started doing the, she just starts pulling out tests and not even saying which one. And I said, oh, is this a rapid test? And she said, oh, well, with the rapid tests we have are only 70 to 80% accurate. And it costs $50. So I was going to give you the other test. That's more, it's 100%.
Doesn't insurance cover all this?
The insurance covers the other one for free. Otherwise it's, I don't know. She's okay. Based on my, so I said, again, I said, you have to understand something. I am the face of the open schools movement in Long Island City.
Exactly. Did she read the papers, lady?
Yeah. Just taking the test means I can't send my kids to school this week until I get my test results back. I'd rather take the rapid test and and then I said, is it okay if I get, cause she said it's like the false, you get some false negatives of that. I said, well, would it be okay to send
false negatives? Oh, I see. You're positive, but you get a negative. Well, that's good for you because then you can still send your kids to school.
That's what I said to her. I'm like, is it okay to send them to school? She's like, yeah, it's accurate enough that you could still send them in. I said, all right, so let's do the rapid test. Let's roll it up.
Come on.
So I got, You got the test. You got the nose one.
I've done both. I've done the rapid where they just kind of like barely put it in your nose. And then I got the 3 to 5 day one, which they shove it all the way up into your eye socket. And that one's rough.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I had. I had the eye socket run. That was rough, right?
It was
like a brutal. Right? We've talked to this before, but that's when you know the president wasn't getting that daily. There's no way.
There's no way he ever got that.
Yeah, that thing's horrible. And then the rapid test. So like my kids have got one that they said tickles, but I didn't get that one. I got the, it's like, it goes in, it still went into the nose, the rapid
the
test.
Ticket, if they got the one that tickles, that's the 70 to 80% one they're giving them, the rapid.
Well, no, theirs wasn't rapid though. I don't know. I got one that didn't tickle and it wasn't as painful. But so she said, and then the doctor, you know, so then they said like there's like a website, you're gonna get the results, and then with the rapid test, we'll text you if it's a no, we'll call you if it's a yes. That's how you're. And you get 30 minutes. So,
whoa.
And the doctor, you know, he listened to my lungs. I was feeling good because he listened to my lungs. He's like, the lungs sound good. He gave me a little like look with the light thing. And he's like, you got some, he made it seem like I might have a cold. Like I had like a lot of stuffed up, whatever. So anyway, I left there feeling okay. I didn't get home. And it's like, by the time I get home, I'm telling Randy the whole report and the phone rings and nobody's calling me.
Oh no.
unless it's my same number where that's like one of those scam calls. That's when people call me.
Yeah.
So I looked at it. I was like, Dev, I got it. I got the corona. So.
And they told, how'd they break it to you?
She said, this is blah, blah, blah with the urgent care center. We got your results back. And unfortunately you are coronavirus positive.
I
need to begin quarantining. And then, you know, she said, you know, you obviously, so yeah, it's 70 to 80% accurate, but there's more false negatives than false positives. So,
well, according to my guy, you know, my QAnon guy down at the thing, he said there's false positives and false negatives.
Yeah,
she said there are
false positives, but there's more false negatives. So, like, I will get, in 2 to 4 days, I will get the other results back, and maybe it'll be a big misunderstanding, and I'll be corona-free. Who knows? But not feeling – it's probable that I – you know, I feel like the false – if you add the idea that I have some symptoms with the positive, it makes it much less likely that it's a false positive. So.
Sure.
So, that's
now, that. A couple more questions. Does the WAC pack need to quarantine? Have you seen any of them recently? Or about people in the elevators or whackers in the elevators?
Yeah, I was going to tell the building. I was like, are they going to look at the security cameras and see everybody I was in an elevator with? I don't know how they're going to do that.
You did tell the building?
No, I don't know. It's just tell the I don't. The building's a disaster. They don't enforce like they don't even enforce mask mandates on people. So I don't know.
Well,
but
for instance,
I saw James to answer your question. I saw James outside yesterday when I was going to get my test, and he was carrying some flowers. And I said, he was giving them to someone in need. So he's a good soul, James. I should tell him, but I haven't seen him.
Yeah, you're ducking my question here. So when let's say you got it. Listen, I'm going to pinpoint the 24-hour fitness, wherever you were doing your workout.
Maybe.
So that's Friday, right? So from Friday and Saturday until you realize you got this thing, were you in elevators with other random people?
I must have been. Of course I was. I don't remember who they were, though. I wasn't, like, doing inventory. I mean, I was riding around.
So you're up and down a lot. You're all over.
I'm up and – well, I got to take Friday night. Yeah, taking the dog out mainly. The kids didn't leave the house. Oh, the kids went to tennis that day. So I should took the kids to tennis that day.
Yeah.
I didn't go in, though. They don't send me – I don't go in. The kids they send in. Smart system they have. So.
Yeah. So now what's the plan? What are you, I see you're in the bedroom. I see your, gym thing behind you. Where's the rest of the family?
Yeah. So I am really, you know, we started this in the bunker of a house. So that's the thing. Like, obviously it's good that Randy's negative. It's good that the kids are asymptomatic and hopefully negative, but it's easier to quarantine if you got a family full of positive folks. Cause then you got the whole house, right?
You know, sure. Yeah. What's the opposite of a blessing in disguise?
Yeah. So when you got just one person, you got to pick a spot. So I'm in the bedroom. I got a bathroom here. I got a chair. I got the Peloton bike. I probably should be riding.
And how do you eat? Is it like prison where they put food through a slot?
Randy brings the food and leaves it at the door.
Oh, does she? It's like you're in the hole.
I'm in the hole. I open the thing. I pull out. She puts it on a tray. Great service here. You know, when I'm ready, I can't just leave it out. I mean, it's gotta be times because otherwise pancakes will eat it. I can't like, I gotta know she's coming. So it's gotta be like a, but, yeah. And then, I occasionally, I'm still doing the, I got the computer, so I'm still printing up the kids things they need in the other room. They get the schoolwork.
Oh, so you press print and then it prints in the other room?
I'm finding the, because I got all the Google Classroom knowledge and Randy's getting them on the Zooms and hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay. So next question, not to cut you off, but the typical arrangement is Randy's out working all day most of the time and you're watching the kids while they're at school. Now they can't go to school. While schools are opening again, they're staying at home because they might, you know, coronavirus.
And she can't go to work, obviously, because she has to quarantine too.
So what's the deal?
I mean, she's where it's a major pain. She's working.
So she works from home.
She's working from home in the other room. And, the kids, it's like, I'm helping as you know, I said, hey, FaceTime me if you need some help with the piece of, you know, trying to help a little bit if I need to.
Bummer.
It's a real pain. And then the whole thing is with the Zoom, it's like they switch. It's exciting. I guess they get to be with different kids. Because their classmates are in school right now, so they're like in a Zoom with different kids now.
Oh,
they're like not in their normal Zooms now. They're in the Zooms.
I'm so confused. I don't need to know, but I'm just so confused on how this works. It seems like every day they have new kids, new teachers.
Well, because they will be with their class on the days they normally would be home, but in the days they would be in school because they're at home, they're going to be with a different class, basically.
Okay.
So yeah.
What about this? You know. Because you famously said that the best part, and you lived off this for 6 months, maybe a year, was the sympathy you got from Gavin the heart attack. You could get out of any obligation. Remember?
Yeah.
You had a heart attack. I can't. I had a heart attack 6 months ago. I just don't feel like it. And when you get invited somewhere and everyone go, oh, no problem, no problem, no problem. How does that compare to now the COVID sympathy?
It's here's the thing. It's like, it's similar in that you're getting all these texts from people. And I know Randy getting so many texts and she's saying like she's busy with the kids and with work. She can't even reply to everybody, but it's like at the end of the day, not to minimize it, but you're like, when you have a heart attack, you have this crazy event happen where you like nearly die. Right.
Yes.
And then it's after you don't get you're not doing the sympathy thing during it. And then it's over and it's just like, oh, thanks for helping out. This is different. It's like, I'm relatively fine right now, obviously. And it's like you're waiting, like you're sitting here waiting. Like, was something going to happen? Like, it's a slow burn of like, am I going to wake up from a nap in 2 hours and be like, oh shit, this is the curve. This is what they're talking about. Get the ventilator. Yeah. But until then, and then everyone's like got this built in because it's in the news, obviously, of like they want to, obviously, their thoughts are with you, but it's not like a heart attack, just like a thing that happens. You're not thinking about it. Regular people are never thinking about it. Like,
sure.
It's a surprise factor. This was not really a surprise factor. It's like, so yeah,
well,
it is similar though. I got the sympathy thing and I will have to develop a stand-up routine based off of this.
That experience. Was my next question. Yeah. Now you can do comedy again.
Again, yes.
Because you were waiting, you know, you do one set of comedy for every major life near-death experience, right?
Yeah. I think I did two for the heart attack.
You
so
did
I'll do
two. So you're...
I'll do two for this.
Okay.
And then
this is a two-parter.
I'll do two again when I, you know.
And when you had your heart attack, if you remember, you had Joel Embiid, the center for the Philadelphia 76ers, sent you a message. He was driving, curiously. He was driving while videotaping himself. Yes. He was driving down the road. Yo, Cap, what's up? It's Joel Embiid.
We need you back for the playoffs.
We need you back for the playoffs. I hope you feel better. Are those rolling in? Are these celebrity get well? Oh, Bob De Niro even sent you a get well soon at that point. Are those celebrity get well soons rolling in for COVID? Or are they overbooked maybe? Because a lot of people
overbooked.
Are
overbooked. Yeah, I haven't got one yet.
You haven't gotten any?
I haven't got any.
Am I your first?
This is my first. I'm still waiting on my first cantaloupe on a stick. I haven't got a fruit basket yet or anything.
Oh, no fruit baskets.
but I'm sure they're coming. I'm sure they're in the mail. No, I'm actually, I just actually paid for a cameo for, I can't say who it is because it's a surprise for somebody else. So
I'm
going the other way around. I'm using my time to book a celebrity drop.
So you're giving things away. Yeah. Cause a lot of times, you know, when you had the heart attack, a lot of people, Randy, can I come to your house and cook? People were saying, or do you need anything?
Well, that's the problem. People can't come because they can't.
Yeah. We can't be there.
Like my aunt has the antibody. So she's going to come tomorrow to help out a little, but then it's like, even the kids said, well, what is she going to do? We can't go outside. So, like, and that's honestly the thing I feel worst about. And my kids, I always yell at them. They're a bunch of homebodies. And now all of a sudden, because they're contrarians by nature, I guess, now they're like, we're bored. We want to go outside. They never want to go outside. They didn't go to soccer last week because they didn't like the weather. Today, they want to go to soccer. So I feel bad. They can't go outside, at, you know, at least for, you know, I don't even know how many days. But so, yeah, I don't know what she's going to do other than maybe, you know, help walk the dog instead of, you know, so.
Yeah, and well, hang like, out. Like, maybe it's good just to see someone else.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to, yeah. But it, yeah, it's like sending a dog walker, but it's like, well, how are you going to like hand off the dog in the hallway? Like, what are we? So yeah. Everything's a little tricky with the contagious aspect of this thing, which a heart attack, not contagious. One big difference.
Yes. Well, Cap, I got to say this, you sound good. And I will say you actually, I think you sound better now than you sounded when we recorded that podcast. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday morning, Sunday morning.
Yeah, I was a little, that was probably of the 3 days yesterday, especially morning to midday. It's just probably the worst I felt.
And you pulled through for the pod, but I could tell you were playing hurt.
Yeah. You know, cause yesterday I was a little more like, my throat and my head where I couldn't really drink coffee, which I'm drinking a cup right now. I'm feeling a little more myself, a little better. So yeah, I did rally, which was, you know, it's my gift to the fans. You treat every pod like it could be your last. So, you know,
well, you know, you want to, you know, Jordan, you said, yes, you treat every pod like it could be your last. And then you also treat every pod like for the one person out there who this is the first time they've ever heard us.
Yes.
Jordan used to say that. He goes, when it's a three game and four nights, second night of a back-to-back, Tuesday night, not on national TV, playing in Charlotte, he goes 100% because there's somebody in the audience who that's the first and the last time they will ever see Michael Jordan play live in their life. And that's the way we treat this pod.
Yes. And I will say, though, one last thing. I would love even us to though, be the majority of podcasters.
Yeah, even though we know exactly how many people subscribe to this, and yeah, there's probably no one new. But you never know. People might share it with other people, especially this episode.
And I think Michael Jordan would appreciate what I'm going to say next, is that while we were recording, I was also a little stressed out in the beginning because I had been trying to place a prop bet in an NFL game, but it wasn't going through. So, and I would like to give a shout-out to, you know, really, I said this last time. I said this on my stand-up act, right? That when you find a good guy as a bookie, you got to marry him. You know, you got to really
stick with him.
You stick with him. I might owe a few bucks. My bookie contacted me. I said, hey, I got COVID. I can't see you for 2 weeks. He said, understand. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Get well.
So, what a guy.
When you get a
give him a shout out. Does he have a phone number? Yeah, can people reach him?
So
he's, because you normally pay him in person.
Yeah, it's a cash business. What do you pay by Venmo? It's a pretty amateur. Actually, I know another bookie who does take Venmo, but it's real amateur if you ask me.
Asking to go to the clean.
You're asking for the IRS to get in your, so, you know.
Oh,
anyway.
Lord. Well, Cap, you'll be happy to know that I did confirm with Tyler Sparks yesterday. And yes, he is getting the vaccine within a week or two. Mm. So he's, by the way, 100% healthy. It's just another example that our government's the oligarchy. You know, they get it first.
I mean, yeah, again, we figured out that I would be getting it really soon. So, of course, I couldn't just get the vaccine. I had to get I had to get COVID.
Exactly. Well, we did have a suggestion come in from Andy Curtin, who's a comedian out in Hong Kong. And he said, what if Tyler Sparks gets the vaccine, but then holds it in his mouth and then spits it into Kaplan's mouth? So he could get it. Just don't swallow, you know.
A shot. I don't think. Is there a way to like get another, like an IV, like almost like
reroute the IV?
Yeah, if you could put something in you, that yeah.
So it goes through Tyler's arm and then comes out his other arm and then goes into you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a tube that goes all the way through.
No, I got I'm going to have the antibodies now, and then they're going to close everything down. And right when I come out of it, it's when they're going to shut. Cuomo basically said today, he did a whole show today, and he basically said they're shutting everything down soon. So right when time for Kaplan to get better. So.
Well, I think if Tyler could just hold it in his mouth and drive up to from D.C., drive from D.C. up to New York City and spit it into your mouth.
That's a great visual.
I mean, he said, you know, he took a oath.
He took an oath.
He took an oath to help and serve and protect the American people when he took his job. And I don't know. An American. Last time I checked, you're an American.
Did he take that oath? I thought it was the State Department. I don't know.
They really don't do that. They don't serve and protect.
I guess.
What does State Department do?
I don't know what they do. Come on. What does he do?
Well, we should also say he's dying to get on the podcast to defend himself about this whole turkey situation that he claims I ate in D.C. But here's the deal. He's not a Patreon subscriber, so we're not letting him on the podcast. His son, Ben Sparks, is a Patreon subscriber. He says, well, I pay for Ben Sparks. I prove it, you know?
Yeah, how are we not? Ben gets an allowance every month and reinvests that money in the podcast.
Puts it into the pod. So that's it.
Ben Sparks could come on to defend his dad's honor.
Exactly. But until Tyler re-ups, he's not coming on.
Oh, speaking of Ben Sparks, I got to say, I got a lot of positive feedback from Teddy's joke yesterday. But unfortunately, Teddy's not going to be able to be on the pod again for like another 2 weeks now.
Teddy's joke killed it yesterday.
Yeah, but I can't give him the microphone now. So hopefully he didn't catch it from me handing him the microphone yesterday as we were recording.
Well, he can call in. We can take callers now.
We might have him call in next week.
From the other room. Yeah. Kaplan, so what's your last wish? You know, I'm not saying you're going anywhere, but I'm saying for this episode, what would you wish? You know, you've got COVID, and now's the time to ask people. So would it be more subscribers for the show?
I would like more patrons. I would like to double the number. I would like to get to 100 patrons because that would probably, if we could get to $400 a month, which would be, we don't need that many. How many more do we need to get there?
15 more, probably.
That would probably save my life. But if we got to 500 a month, it would definitely. It would just give me the adrenaline.
It would keep you going.
It would keep me going. Save Kaplan. Let's.
Well,
do
and
it.
Now's the time. People are saying, telling you, they're going, anything I can do, just let me know. You know, everybody
so
says
become
that.
A patron.
Become a patron. And by the way, that's all an empty gesture from all these people. They're not going to do anything. What are they going to do? As we said, they can't do anything. So
yeah, exactly. That's
become
what you
a
can
Patreon
do.
Subscriber. Definitely save his life for 500, probably for 400.
And if you're a $5 total person listening, up it to 10, you know, for a month, you get a t-shirt out of it and you might save my life. Save
and
a life.
And
a t-shirt.
280 or something like that. 270, 280. So we're not far off from 400. All right, Kaplan. That's it. You sound great. Are you going to be the Chris Cuomo now? Are we going to be checking in with you regularly? For
Does that
updates?
Mean I'm going to go out? You're going to catch me breaking quarantine in like
sure.
2 days?
Yeah, go for a bike ride.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he had a whole basement, that bastard. See, that's the thing. I got this. But yeah, I'm going to, I will be the voice of the COVID going throughers. So yeah, we'll be back in a couple of days, another bunker show, and I will, I don't know, update you on what it's like.
That's it, Kaplan. Tomorrow, we're putting this out today because we're doing the Lost in America show tomorrow. I guess we could have said that at the beginning. But we have Naveed Mahbub, our old friend from Bangladesh. We're talking about the flooding that's going on out there that's been going on yearly now and how they've rebuilt their cities to deal with global warming. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, he was on our live podcast, right? Many moons ago.
Yes, he's a great man and a hilarious comedian, and he'll be on the number one comedian in Bangladesh. So hopefully we got a number one in Bangladesh coming up for us.
Print the shirts.
From our bunker to your bunker to the world's bunker, what should we do?
Seriously, people, bunker up.
Bunker up.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.